Blog Talk Radio.
Flying beast.
Psychic's Gone Wild. This is Friday. This is Psychic Jethro. Thank you for being patient. Took me a little bit to get here. That was Umawa, and that is Ooh Child, was the song we were listening to. I want to welcome everyone for our fun little Friday. And it's not a little one. It's a big one. We're having a double whammy today. We're putting out other work. We're going to be on again later. We've got some other people that are going to come in. We're starting out here, and then we're going to go right into Living in the Psychic Realm in 4 p.m. Eastern Time. We are encouraging each and every one of you that are in the chat room, you're starting to build there. We're going to be giving away free giveaways in there. We've got some other contests coming. And right now, there's 5 of you guys. Stay in there. Have fun in that psychic room, because before the hour is out, we're going to give away 4 items to the people who are our followers and come in our chat and chat with us. So this is the start it out. Living in the Psychic Realm will be on later. One of the really funnest things about this, and those of you who've been listening in, is you've gotten to witness me give readings over the phone. You've gotten to hear about my classes. You've gotten to hear the exciting thing that I drink healthy coffee. I enjoy healthy tea. And let's not forget the chocolate. But you guys really want to go the level of getting the teaching and the work. Please follow it and start to continue with not only the chakra exercises, but the new meditations that we're working with and the toning. And I don't say Tony as in pizza. I toning, T-O-N-I-N-G. You guys have got to get with me on this, because I've got a lot of you who are on the sites. You're paid for weekly readings. And you send me this fun mail that I don't understand why, but when I talk to my neighbors, they laugh about the ooh-ahs. Well, I do understand, and I'm laughing with you because you know you've got to do them. Okay, if you're out there, you sometimes go out in nature by yourself, but get that toning done. Get those E's for your vocal, because if you're doing any kind of exercise with this, you want your 7 chakras resonating not only to the color but to the tone. And I welcome all of you. We've had a lot of fun, and we're going to continue to. Today is a very fun, casual Friday, and as we always do, we're going to take one mini question. Those of you who have been tuning in, I really welcome you. If you're really looking to have that long reading, then set up that appointment with me, because I've had some people write to me, you'd only let me have so many minutes. Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to help each and every one of you. 720, you're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff?
Oh, really great. I welcome you to call in, and I thank you. And I'm going to have you say your first name, and I'll go from there.
Ivatar. This is Ivatar.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's good to see you. Good to hear you.
My question for you, can I ask a question?
Oh, please.
Or you just want to tap in?
I feel like we better just go ahead with the question. You've got a lot going, and I can only give you a few minutes on the radio.
Okay, my question is my son's girlfriend. I just want to know, is she bashing me? You know, like talking, saying really negative things about me behind my back.
All right, and I welcome you. You're one of my Living in the Realm ones. You come over here to Psychics Gone Wild. You're getting out. I want you to do me a favor and go ahead and give me his name, and then I need you to say her name.
Her name is Tia. His name is Freddie.
All right. I feel like with her that she's kind of confused. I don't feel it's so much a bashing as I feel like she's trying to figure out what's going on. And she's, her and him are going through some adjustment, and she's blaming everyone.
Okay.
It's gonna come out in the wash that, you know, his side and his heart is with you. And we as parents know, sometimes that isn't always the case with children, but I feel that with your son. I also am feeling that it's gonna come out really soon. There's something else that she's got going on there that has not been addressed, and it's not something that you or your son would approve of.
Oh, you mean with another man?
Something here, yes. I feel there's someone else, there's something going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And you're feeling it.
Yeah. Is she pregnant?
I feel right now that she is not. I feel that she has talked about that before. I would really be careful here if I was your son about making sure this is someone who has used that excuse before, This is something that can and will be utilized to get attention here. I do feel that what we really want to make sure here is that it's ironic you use the word bashing, because I don't see what with her that is very positive. I think that what she does discuss with people a lot of times could be considered bashing, because she really don't care for herself or others.
Yeah, she does it like indirectly. She'll be talking to somebody over the phone, but she's really projecting it toward me. And so I'm going to call you. We had talked about the box thing, and I haven't had a chance to do it, but I'm going to do it today. And then we can continue this, after I do the boxing that you had told me about.
Yes.
Yeah, we can continue that, because it's something I wanted to ask you in regards to, I was trying to purchase a house, but I don't know if I can deal with this too much longer. May have to just, go rent something but anyway, we'll talk about it. We'll talk
no
about
problem.
It.
Thank you, and I welcome you, and you keep falling in with Living in the Psychic Realm. Get in the room, because we're going to be giving away some mini free readings, and I've got a lot of people going in the room, and we're going to be giving away some free packets of coffee sent to your door. They're not going to cost you anything, but you've got to be in the chat room to get those. And we're going to give them away here at the end of the hour.
Okay.
All right, thank you, and we'll talk later. Welcome to board, everybody. We've got everybody happening. Good to hear from you. We're going to 864. Oh, well, we got some music going now. How are you, 864?
Hi, how are you?
Great. This is Psychic Jethro, and I welcome you to Psychics Gone Wild. We have a really good day, and I need you to just give me your first name, and we'll go from there.
My name is Dawn.
Okay. Dawn, I'm picking up with you. I pick up that you are right now deciding on some things of what you want. They're telling me that one of those things is that I see a relationship. It looks to me like it's something's going on here. I got to be really blunt on what I'm seeing is I see a person with like a relationship, and yet I don't see that this is not making sense. They're showing me there's some things that need to be cleared up.
It might be my daughter's relationship with her boyfriend. She's 18, so Brittany and Chris. I don't know. That's the only. I'm married, so it's not my relationship.
And I'm glad that you could say it. Yeah, it is, and it is with the younger two. The guys are just showing me that they're not showing you, but they could say a relationship. They're showing me some things being cleared up. They said that out of this is gonna it's gonna be okay, but there has to come a point where everything just is out in the open. I keep seeing the girl. I see some tears. I see her trying to understand why is this person not just. Explaining. I keep seeing that she's one of those people that she's not understanding the actions that are going on there.
Right. That's another drama. That's a drama with my daughter. She's not drama, but she's 18. Her boyfriend's 25, and they're having some normal issues. I'm trying to stay out of that, but that's actually I called in that's funny that you put that up. That's pretty good. I actually was. Can I ask a question?
Oh, sure, Dawn.
I'm sorry. It's just really important. My sister. And can I say her name? Would that help you?
Definitely.
Christine. Can you feel if she is okay mentally? Because she's on drugs and she got her son taken away. And we know my family has not heard from her in about, I think, 2 weeks. And she's not answering her phone. And we're not really sure if she's safe.
I understand. I do feel really concerned here. I'm not, when you said the name and what the angels and the guides showed me is there's... I really would do a welfare check. I mean, and even if it's just having a welfare check of the people there, the officials coming in and checking, because I'm not getting the energy there of a person physically. And unfortunately, because of the drug, sometimes we will have, you'll see with people when they're having hallucinations or when they're having different, times, but I do not feel that she's in a good space there. They're telling me that this is very, very cold, very awkward, and I feel that you, you know, I see you do getting a hold of like the officials and doing a welfare check where they give them the address and they do check on them. And I see that part of this, because of not only the time and the 2 weeks, but it's also for her betterment. I feel like she's gotten, before she's had other people come in and they can take over there. Her house has been a flop house at times. There's been people in and out, and she doesn't have much say because of the addiction. I really want to put my prayers out to her and to you, because what's happened here, she's got a scary monkey on her back, and unfortunately, this is not good. When you said her name, I would really like to do a more thorough one. And, you know, when we ever do an email, or you want to, I would do that. I would, you know, have you send it to psychicjethro@aol.com. I would sit down with the picture and talk to you a little bit on Skype, because every time I even got another thing here, they're showing me a kitchen, and there's like flies all over, and there's it's not good. It looks to me like there's some open things. There's some food that's been left out.
Okay, because her son was already taken away. He's already part of the state, and she had a son. She does have a son, and he was taken away a couple months ago. And you know, so now that gave her more leeway to do what she needs to do. And my mom is freaking out because she hasn't heard from her, so she just wanted to see if you kind of felt, you know, energy on her. But you're saying no.
I don't feel it good, yeah, and I do feel that they, you know, I would have them do a welfare check, and I do want you to contact us again, you know, Don, and I do. I'm very, very accurate, and this is one of those situations, like, we do look for missing people, and those of you on the psychic chat will see that me and Psychic Celeste and other psychics do take on these cases. I have helped other ones before. The thing that you really want to do, and like I say, is also because of the vibration I'm getting, I'm also sensing that there's been this is, you know, there was such a thing, not only of losing the child, but really, really depression here. And this, it's not just the drugs. There's something else happening here. I pray for your mom. You know, she has my respect, because this is a sad situation. And no matter which way you go, they keep telling me that your sister is, it's just not good. So that's what I get. I really hope it helped you, and I would welcome
you
to get a hold of me.
Okay, and what was that website you said?
The website is Jethro Smith, jethrosmith.net/, and you'll get it on there. It'll come up as Psychic Jethro's shop. A lot of people tease me, if you put Psychic Jethro in the computer, you're going to come up with me.
Okay, and I will go ahead and give my mom your information too, because she's like really freaking out. I don't know what else to do for her, but I will definitely. Okay, well, thank you very much. I know you have a lot of callers. I just wanted to see if you could feel her energy.
Thank you, and I'm going to keep my prayers. I have to say that, and I do, you know, I am human, and I do have it, but I feel also
I know.
When I get them there, and I just, my prayers are out for your family.
I do.
Yes, and we thank you, Don.
Thank you very
going
much.
Going right in. We're going right into the next clients. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties, so Psychic's Gone Wild is going a little loopy on the phone. What's new? Telephone 562, this is Psychic Jethro. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. This is Alex. How are you?
Great. I'm glad that you called in, and I welcome you to having a great time. We're going to be having a follow-up show. Have you got into the chat room? We're going to be giving away a little mini readings and some free coffee, hot chocolate, or tea.
Perfect. That's what I need.
Good. I knew.
I'm calling you because I'm not my usually cheery self. I've been in the hospital. I've been very sick over an infection, and I got out the day before yesterday, and I've been just, you know, emotionally drained. I know it's a physical issue, but I don't know why it's manifesting in an emotional issue. I cried all day yesterday, and then today it's not doing any better, and I don't know why.
I feel that there's something going on with your system, and it's a lot of it is turning into emotional pressures, but it seems to me that it's how the system, your system is doing this. And, you know, I always do welcome, obviously, because of the professional. This is my spiritual opinion, and what I'm doing is trying to help you. I feel like you've also had some other energy happening here. Alex, I feel like you've also recently trying to, you're going through an understanding, and I feel like your family's not understanding you.
I don't have much family. Everybody's pretty much on the other side, and it's just me and my son. And he, he was worried because I was in the hospital, and he got to see stuff that he's not used to seeing, poor thing. So I don't know. I don't know what happened, like what shift happened where I'm just emotionally, I don't know, but it's just nonstop crying and, like, if you know, like, when you lose a person, like, you know, when you just lost a loved one, that's the type of thing I have. Like, I lost a best friend, but I don't know who it is.
You're grieving, and you're going through this misunderstanding from those loved ones on the other side. And what's also going on here is it's coming out. One of the you know, and this is a very, not just spiritual opinion of mine, but also some of my own personal opinion, is that when I lost my son, it went for years. And you are really going through some of that with family. You know, your energy. Remember, Alex, the last time we talked, you've opened up so much. You're working with the psychic abilities. You're looking at going to do some classes even later. You have really went through. When you went into the hospital and you had this, you know, sickness and you went through it, mentally, this puts a tax on you. And what it's done is it's put you in this energy. And, you know, our bodies psychologically, fight or flight, your energy has put you in that system. And you're feeling that loss that you didn't get to grieve here for your parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel it. And
I had such a shift on spiritually that now it's just overwhelming almost, you know?
I do know, and I do see that, and I also see you having some other energies as you're going here. I also see what's also gone on for you is, this is where I'm talking about that detoxing, and I know, you know, it's a healthy product, and the reason I bring them up is that it really works well for, to get those things done. Excuse me one moment, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Apologize there, we're having a little bit of a thing with the phone here. So what I get here with you and I sense is that they're telling me that really, you know, this is going on there and you're going to go through it. You feel much better. And, you know, this is one of the things that people, I know a lot of people will say, well, how come emotionally we've done? Sometimes we go into shock. Sometimes we go into other things. I always would encourage if this continued, you know, obviously, speak with someone, a professional, and see if this is... I don't feel you're really depressed. I wouldn't say you're majorly depressed. I don't feel that you're swinging bipolar. What I feel that you're having here, in my professional opinion, is grief. And you, like you said, you've lost a loved one. Well, what they say, and they're telling you, you said all of your, most of your family's on the other side. What I'm seeing is I'm seeing your family and you still dealing with some things that have gone on. You've also got to forgive yourself and them. And there's some things that happened when you were younger. There's some things here that are not, you know, they're not, you've dealt with some of it, and I would never hurt you by really being open with it, especially here public, but I would encourage you to do some spiritual working, and I see you sitting down, and I see you, you know, this is a spiritual word of, they call it the, psychologically, they call it the old dining room table. If you ever were to study Ray Bradbury, and you set yourself down like you're at the old dining room table, and you're going back, you're healing that inner child. And you're going back when you were little, and you're gonna experience it. I would work with like someone like me. I would take you back. We would go through a little bit of energy here. We'd work with it, and I keep seeing you like hiding under the chair. I see you as a child. I see you hiding under the chair because people are yelling, and they're mad. Do you understand? You know what I'm going back with? You feel what I'm getting? You're loved. You're okay. You're understanding that we're here. We're here for you spiritually. We're here. Our greater, higher power is there with you. He's here. The hand of the higher, lighter, inner energy of the Holy Spirit is moving there with it. It's safe and it's okay. And it's all right for you to see that child there. And I want you to turn around now in your side. I want you to reach down and see that loving child of you. I want you to hug that child. And I want you to give him energy.
Okay.
because your inner child is growing with you, and that child is still there where it was scared. And you're loving it, you're giving the child, and you're saying that. Remember what they used to call you? What was your nickname? Was it Alex? It wasn't Alexandria, but it was Alex or Allie.
Nope.
What did they call
mm-hmm.
Yeah. I want you to do that. I want you to say that. I want you to say, I love you, Allie. I love you, Alex. I'm giving you, and I'm touching, and I'm giving you this positive energy. And feel that energy. That child needs to know it's okay. And I want you to slowly talk, and you, as an adult, you're metaphysically, but you're still physically bringing that together. You're putting your energies together. I can feel you getting the buzz. You're feeling better already.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's been so long, and so happened there when you were so little. You're feeling that. You're feeling the loss. You're feeling afraid. You're also feeling this energy of this pending intent, pushing. And what I can feel is there was a person there in the family that wasn't so nice. I want you to put up an energy here right now. I want you to feel you're taking the child. You're an adult, and you're saying, we're closing that door. This person cannot hurt you anymore. This is okay. And you're holding that child. You're feeling that love. You can feel the buzz. There's a universal energy around you. A lot of times people will feel it like the stars. They're feeling it. You're healing that inner child. You're holding yourself when you were young. And you're just saying it's okay. It's all right. I want you to feel the love. I want you to feel that love that child deserves. You're feeling me giving you the love on the phone. I'm asking the higher power now to heal you, to put out the positive intent, to put out the energy, and to give you that spiritual involvement so that you can feel the Holy Spirit moving through to heal and harmonize and balance you so that you're able to live harmony with your lover that you have now, and you're able to feel okay. Feel the blessedness. I feel that. I feel you being blessed, and I thank you. I want you to continue following us. Get in that room. I think we really need to give you a little mini reading and see some of the fun stuff that's coming up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do help you. I do want you to stay here with it. I feel this now, and I want you to know we do love you. We are putting out all of our Christian work here. You're a good person. You're an okay person. I want you to feel that. You're loved. You're positive. No one's going to hurt you again. You're safe, and it's okay. And you're now in the really strength, and the Holy Spirit energy is working here with you, Allie. And I keep wanting to call you that. They keep telling me you were younger. They called you, but they used to get mad. They used to yell, and you don't like when people raise their voice. It scares you.
No, I don't like it.
I feel that. I feel that there. And they're not going to do that anymore. You found a good person there with you. They're going to love you. You're going to get this. You're going to get your life is going, and from now on, you're safe. No one can hurt you anymore. And what I also feel here is that you're forgiving and you're forgetting. You're turning this all over, all that negative. Anytime you feel that hurt or that scared, I want you to visualize it out in front of you like a big volleyball with black and white and just soccer ball looking. I want you to visualize it, and I want you to see that white energy, and you just hand it to the Holy Power. If you visualize, the Lord, if you visualize some, whatever your Holy Spirit is, I feel you're Christian. I want you to visualize that. I want you to see your Holy Power, your Spirit, your higher power, and I want you to see you handing it over to them, and they're going to fix it. Now, we know when we hand this over that we've got to hand it over and let them have it. And we're going to do that, then you're going to hurt. I feel you're hurting sometimes in the tummy. I feel you're still worried. And I want you just to relax. I want you to go back to holding yourself, feeling that positive energy. I want you to visualize that. I want you to see that little child. Each time you go and visit them, you also tell them you're coming back. You're going to sit down in the day and give yourself that 10 or 15 minutes. You just visualize yourself as a little kid again. You feel the love. You put it in. I use music when I think of it. Whenever I think of it, I think of myself younger. I give that inner child that loving, that nurture, and it's okay. And then you sit and do the silly. I know people who are, pretty mature, pretty older people will just sit down and they'll do that. They'll talk with their younger child. They'll give them that loving energy. They'll also tell them that it's okay. Like I said, they're safe. No one's going to hurt them, and that they're loved, and that they're going to come back and visit them. And one thing is, your younger child is telling me that you really kind of got a fear of being left because your adults didn't really, not only when they passed, but they kind of left you when they were younger. They would get mad, and when they were mad at you, they punished you by putting you by yourself.
No, I was always alone. My mom always had to work, and my dad died when I was two, so I was left with my brothers, and they were not too kind to me, you know. And, you know, I grew up by myself. After I was 16, I had no more family. Everybody died, and I just went on with life the best way I could. I taught myself how to become a person, basically a grown-up, you know, and I did very good for myself. And I think now that I've went into this spiritual journey and awakening, and I just, maybe that's what's going on, is that, like you said, I'm just kind of purging stuff that I had inside me that I didn't really address when I needed to. And so now it's just pouring out like a womb, you know?
Very much, and you're a very good, loving person, and the angels are putting in so much love into you, it's like a big Kool-Aid pot, and they want to add some more flavor, so they've got to take this stuff out. You went way back, and I'm very proud of you. I mean, most people don't even deal with the issues that you're looking at, where it's a very large percentage, you know, if you look at the statistics of people who have been. I honestly do feel that this was not only very cruel to you, but I also feel that, you know, there was a lot of times there was kids raising kids, and sadly, you were, like you said, pretty much on your own. But I am proud of you, and I know that you're going to do the spiritual involvement here, and you're going to be able to put this energy in. You're going to get the raising of the love. You're going to get the involvement. And I see the angels are also going to really grow and do the strength for you, that as you're going through this time, you're also going to be able to have some more of this other work. And your spiritual gift, they love you so much. The angels are telling me that they were so happy a while ago. I felt the buzzes, and I could feel you hugging your child. And you were a cute little child. You were just so sad. Your eyes were just so sad. And I could see you, like, grabbing a hold of you, you know, like energy-wise, and going, oh, like, oh, God, someone loves me. And that's what I feel is going to happen. I feel that you're going to do that periodically. And I do want you to get into my classes. I know you're going through a little bit. And when things get to where you can, get a hold of me on my website, at jethrosmith.net, and get into my classes. We'll work with you on some meditations, and Tony will strengthen you up and get not only your protections up so that your shields are up, but also some of these strengths, because you are very sensitive and gifted, and you're going to be helping a lot of other people and pass this gift along.
I hope so. That's the best thing about life, I guess, is helping others. And I want to get that super on completely healthy and balanced, to where I can inspire others and help them. And I feel happy about it, you know. Right now, I feel like I'm just selfish almost. I have to work on me, and it's just, I don't know, I guess I'm not used to working on me. I'm not used to putting so much focus and dedication to me, and just, I'm kind of used to this emotional thing, which I've always been able to kind of suppress emotions, almost ignore them, you know, just carry on with life in a practical manner. I'm kind of been faced with this emotional stuff, and I don't know what to do with it, you know.
You know, and it's going to all come together. And I'll tell you, part of the angels are showing me with this with you is that you're very empathetic. And that means you're very psychically emotional, and you pick up emotions. And you're very much a very sensitive person. And those with the sixth sense, I understand with you. I welcome you. You know, all of our sites, get a hold of us, continue to play with us on Psychic Chat, get in the room, you know, call us, call 719-289-4907 if you'd like to get in on our not only healthy coffee, chocolate, or tea, but also to talk with her. Kelly has a reverendship too. She's a reverend, and I think you'd find a very positive person at the end of that phone who could probably get you some healing energy and work with you on, she's a master Reiki, and I think that with a little bit of talk and work, your energies and guides would get you doing a business of this. I can see you doing a lot of things.
Oh, that was so cool. Thank you, Jethro. You made me feel so much better. When I called in, I was just like a mess.
Thank you, though.
Love you so much.
Thank you. I love you, too. And blessings to you. And continue listening in, because we're here. And if we're not here, we're on Living in the Psychic Realm. And always remember, if there's not a show, you can always call our phone numbers. 928-284-0437. And if I get your name and message, I do call people back. I do have a lot of people that sometimes just call me to go, I need that fun. I'm also putting this while we're here. Please, all of you, as you're thinking and remembering, remember the fun mail we used to do on Living in the Psychic Realm on the Mixed Talk Show? We're doing that again. I went through today and I found some silly cards. It cost me 90 cents, and I bought these cards. I got home. I sat down. I wrote silly faces on them. I wrote stuff on it, and my family and some different ones that I've got emails are going to get a surprise card, because when they open their mail in 3 or 4 days, they're going to have a positive card that says, "From Psychic Jethro, thinking about you," and I wrote some silly stuff on it, and it made me feel so good that when I went to the post office and dropped it off, I put out 10 of them. It cost me $4.50, plus that it all together was a little over $5, and it was the most best money I ever spent. It was my McDonald's money, and instead of going and having a Big Mac and a silly Slurpee or whatever they call that drink this week, I put it into that, and I feel really good, and I'm welcoming and challenging all of you guys to do the same thing, because don't we get enough sad mail? Don't we get enough bills? Isn't it nice to open your mail and have a fun card in there once in a while? So I'm challenging each and every one of you guys to go in, give your emails, shake up a little bit of your snail mails, find some ones I haven't wrote to somebody in a long time. You can pretty much in the computer type it in and send them a fun one. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I would never, you know, sit out and spam them, send them 16 letters of come by my hairdressing, but I'm saying go in there and give them that fun one, because, you know, and I had a person tell me that they made me cry, just as you almost did there, you got me already teary-eyed. They told me, they said, I went through and they found a card that I sent them in 1998, and it was a silly card with a cat with its hair standing up, and I asked them if they had any nerves left because somebody took all of mine. And they laughed, but it just, you know, someone held on to that, and that made me realize that, you know, we need those fun things in our life. So I'm doing that challenge. Alex, I've got 20 minutes left of the show. You guys, I'm having a little bit of trouble with my voice today. We're going to take a little music and hear Faded Voice and Put a Smoke into the Sky. They're an excellent band in California. I've had people tease me about what this song means. For me, it means smoke of dreams and ideas, and I'm going to put it in. It does have a little few words you may not be crazy about, so if you do, I apologize, but it is an adult show. Thank you, Alex. Blessings, and you stay with us.
Love you. Bye-bye.
I love you. We're going to do this song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to give away 4 mini readings, 4 cups of coffee, hot chocolate, or tea, whatever you want. All you have to do is get in the chat room and listen. And I'm going to go get myself a cup of healthy because my voice is going wild. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Listen to the Faded Voice. We had a little bit of technical difficulties. We're going to give away those readings, you guys. The music just went. Jethro's here. Here we go. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Make sure that you tune in to Living in the Psychic Realm at 714 1-800-333-3354. We have time today probably to do two more readings. We've got about 7 callers in the queue. I would suggest you guys take down this number, 714-333-3354, because we're having a day, and to get in with me, that's how we go it. We're going to turn around and quickly run through with you. We're giving away 4 readings in the chat room. We're looking in the chat room. It says there's 13 users in today. Thank you, guys. Yay, all of you guys in there. Here we go. We're going to turn around and grab our Kelly. She's in the chat room. Kelly, how are you doing?
Oh, doing pretty good. I'm doing some of the, a lot of typing in chat today. It's like doing some of the readings, typing as I'm going here. I'm trying to post your stuff too in between times.
Oh, thank you. Kelly, you really go well. Would you go ahead and just pick out 4 people randomly and give me some numbers to introduce over the audience who just won themselves a mini 15-minute reading, and they've won themselves a choice of coffee, tea, or hot chocolate. We're like a steward of coffee, tea, or chocolate.
Okay, let's see. Random numbers. How about 4, 7, 11?
4, 7, 11. Number 4, 7, 11. You just won yourself a 15-minute reading, and you've won yourself a cup of coffee. I'm writing this down. Please message us on the Blog Talk Radio, and you can send your information. If you give me a telephone number, I will call and schedule with you. My number comes up as 928-284-0437. If it comes up on Skype, it comes up as Psychic Jethro. I use both, and I will schedule one with you and get your snail mail so I can send you your flavor of organic healthy coffee or chocolate or tea. You decide. Go ahead with the next one, Kelly.
Oh, yeehaw. How about 1193?
1193. You've also won yourself the same offer. Please send us on the message. Kelly, give us 2 more.
2 more. Okay. Just 2 numbers. How about 8 and 12?
Okay. So we're going down. We're looking at this site, and I get the winners are 1, 2, 3, 4. Lumination, you've won, and the other one is Kelly, K-A-I-L-E-Y-E-L-I-S-E. I have to sing to you because I'm having fat tongue today. So it's like, you've also won, and we want you to get a hold of us. And obviously, we're having a fun Friday. I have not even drank anything but healthy stuff, and I'm already happy. So go ahead and get a hold of us, and you can get yourself that free one. But to get that, you have to message us on Blog Talk Radio and say, I'm the winner. We've got your name down, and we're waiting for you. But you've got to come find us. If you don't want it, that's okay. But I spent the first 2 months chasing people down, and we went, oh, no, I'm psychic, and I have to catch my winner. And a lot of the people were like, oh, that's fun. I want it. So from now on, if you do, we've got a really great contest, and we'll get to you and send that to you. It don't cost you anything, but it does take a few minutes to type. Thank you, Kelly. We're going to just whip through these real quick because we've got people waiting. We've also got some other people going. Unknown, you've been waiting for 40 minutes. I thank you, and this is Psyche's Gone Wild. How are you today? Okay. We're unknown. I couldn't get you to pick up. 858. This is Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you today?
Good, Jethro. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. We've got quite a few people. I apologize. We've got a really great show. We're doing a lot. I need you to just give me your first name, and I'll give you a free mini reading, and then we'll go right on.
Okay, it's Georgette.
Georgette, I thank you for calling in, and I'm feeling with you, Georgette, that I want to look. I'm trying to pick up with you and the person that you're talking with. I see you are going through some discussions there. You're showing me verbal. They're showing me you're handling quite a bit. You have some kind of social event coming up that's going to be very positive.
Okay.
Telling me that's very good. And, Georgia, they're also telling me that you are handling, I feel like there's some financial things that need to be addressed. They're telling me that you're going to be working or someone else on handling some financial that's going to be good for you in October.
Ah, okay.
I'm going to have you go ahead. We've got a lot of time. You have me, we'll specify what question you'd like to look at.
Okay, for me, relationships and or career, but, you know, I would like you to give me some guidance on a particular relationship at this time.
All right. When I go to look at the energy here, they keep showing that I feel like you haven't really got the person you're looking for. You've got people that are okay and they care for you, but the guides are showing me that you have a very very set life. You've got some very good things about you. You don't compromise when it comes to things that you want.
Okay.
They're telling me that you have got some really people there that I feel like you've got admirers. They're telling me you've got people who care about you, but I'm seeing them not. What I get is that they're showing me that the suitors, I'm going to have you give me a name because I keep seeing that you have somebody that it's like you had to put you put some thoughts or some things with them, but I feel like this relationship's not, it's like this relationship's either a past relationship or it's not going the way your guides wanted and intended for you to have a relationship.
Okay, the name is Glenn.
Okay, thank you, and they're giving me more permission. That's a hard one to read. You're making me work today because what they're showing me is he really is a good person. I feel that he's really handling stuff, but there's something going on different here for you too. And it's like he really wants to be with you, but he's not. It's like he's not able to get a hold of his life and schedule. They keep showing me a lot of things going on and him like hanging on and grabbing on to things he's got.
Mhm. So
and I see that. Mm.
So in other words, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I apologize. Here, I'm trying to give you quick, fast. I'm trying to run here. And I need to chill. What I'm getting, and I feel with it really quick with him, is that they're telling me that you and him are going to be going through this time, and that's what they were talking about together, and the working with this later. And I do see you in October doing very good financially, some things, but I also see that you and Glenn sitting down and kind of not only clearing the air, but I do see there's some things happening here that the guys are saying that he's got to sit down and really discuss with you what he intends to have happen.
And when does he need to do that?
I feel this is soon. I feel this is not, I feel like there's something else that's happened here. I feel like he's, he's the guys are telling me this, man, and you're going to have to work with me because I apologize on how they're showing it, but they're showing me like him in his hands, like he's talked with you, he's got it, and then he kind of does this, it's kind of like this come hither, and then he kind of like wait, come here and then wait. You know, I want to tease you, we know he's not a traffic cop, but he's done this in the relationship. It's like, come here, I want you, and he cares for you, there is an actual love there with you and him, and then there's this kind of like a stop. All of a sudden he kind of goes, oops, you know, it's like hot, cold, you know?
Right, uh-huh.
That's my terminology. I like your guys are giving me symbols. They're also telling me this spiritually that you are really a good person, but you play for keeps. You're not one to, you're not the one to date Monday and Wednesday and then have someone Thursday and Friday. Not a good idea.
Right,
if the
exactly.
person wants, yeah, exactly. You made me laugh.
That's me.
Look out if they try to do that with you. So I would suggest with this that there are too many other complications, and I would have it done. I'd have a picture reading done for both because you've got other things happening there, and there's some other factors that he hasn't handled with you. That's what they're telling me. And they said it has to do with, I keep seeing some of it is business. Some of it I look at is that I feel like he needs to go the stronger commitment with you, which tells me that you are really much caring for him, and he's the one, but he's got to shape up or ship out.
Is this fear-based, or is it someone else, or is it, what is it?
From what I'm picking up and what I'm getting with you, is I feel that it would be more emotional, and there's something else happening. That's where I want to read the aura pictures before I really get into, just to giving you just a mini over the phone. Usually I do like a half an hour because we get really intense together. I want to see your energy, or I want to see the picture, especially with a couple, because I feel like there's something here that's making him do that, and I want to make sure. You know, and sometimes I do feel that, I feel with him that he's a little lost. I feel like he's kind of like, okay, you kind of spun him. Take it as a compliment. I guess that's the best way to say it. You spun him like a bottle, and he went, whoa. I don't think he really realized that love could go to the depths that you and him have had. Now he's kind of, now he's going through, okay, I want to keep her, but I'm a little bit, and he is, it's got some fear of some things going on. He also has got something going on in his business that I really would suggest doing some abundance, some other work, and teaching him, working with him on when do we put down the yoke? When is the time, you know what I'm saying? There's some work factor with him that could be good or bad. That's what I get. I thank you for calling in. I'm going to go right into the next. Like you guys, I love with you guys. Please get a hold of me for a full reading. You're always going to get the pieces when we're doing these quick ones. We've got 405. You're live on Living the Psychic. Oops, going wild. Psychic's gone wild. How are you?
Hi, Jester. I'm good. And you?
Oh, really great. I thank you. You've been really patient. We've got a couple of you guys to get in here the last 9 minutes of this show. Please give me your first name, and I feel like you've got someone else you want to talk about.
My name is Scott.
Okay. Scott, I feel like what I'm seeing with you, Scott, is you went through some last year, some kind of clean house. You went through you revamped everything. You know what I'm getting? I'm getting you, you're just came out and you're the new Scott. You're telling me you're looking, okay. Your guide is really, really strong. They're also telling me that you are really working with and handling a lot of area.
Yes.
And what they're showing me is that you need to figure out what you wanted. You've got your business kind of, well, you've ain't got a kind of. They're telling me you're very strong. You're very determined. You've got yourself set. You've got some things going. You also are working really strong at handling things. You want to and are having your life set up into another cycle.
Yes.
There's what I also feel with you, and there, I feel like you've got somebody, there's somebody in the past that still loves you, and you haven't dealt with some of that.
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel that this is going to come through for you in a way that people didn't expect. You have a very unique personality, Scott. You're one of those really unique men and debonair person that you have a facade that people just really, they're kind of a little nervous of you. You come across a little headstrong. You come across of, okay, I've got to be blunt. Don't mess with Scott. And yet under that, you're really this nice, really, really good person. You're like this young little ornery kid. I see you like, you know, dipping the girl's hair in ink, being ornery, throwing the wet ball at the kid, you know, putting the thing on your friend's back, kicking him if it feels good. And then you turn around and you do this really good gesture that people just want to hold you endearing. And you went through this energy of just being ornery, Scott. And now you want and are looking for that person to have fun with that you can go play with. And you keep picking people in relationship that are naggers. I mean, you're telling me that they nag you.
Within the last year, I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic, and I've got my 1 year clean and sober, and I've been given a lot of spiritual gifts in these last 9 months, and I've also quit smoking cigarettes, and I'm in the process of setting up my own business. And this has all happened in the last year and a half.
You are the new Scott. Yes, you are.
I just buried a buddy Monday, or should I say Wednesday, and I'm just, you know, I have a little hard time with that, but, you know, I'm dealing with it. My wife passed 4 years ago, and I've been dealing with a lot of death in the last 4 years.
And you're loved. You have to stay here, and they're watching you, and they're the ones that are telling me about what a real nice guy you are. They're the guides right now, is your friends on the other side and your love. And they're also making me laugh because, Scott, they are going to sit and watch, and they're enjoying the new you. You know, do me a favor. Do get a hold of us at that number I gave earlier, that 719, and get some of that healthy coffee because you can get some of it, Scott. And what's really good about it is that I quit smoking, and it helps get rid of all that nicotine. I did not have any of the cravings, and what I loved about it is it healed and did the balance for me really, really quick.
Okay. I've been off cigarettes 7 months, so I'm really not needing any substitutes for my nicotine.
Well, not substitute the coffee, just to help detox the nicotine out of you. It's a really good natural, it's Ganderma mushroom, and it clears out your system. You know, and the reason I got with you also that's happening is you've got so much coming up. There's another person. There's a real good love there. I laughed at these other people that they keep telling me that, you know, they're enjoying it. You know, they're just really, you've got a lot of people that love you on the other side. And I know that you were really close there. You've got to stay clean because you were close to being on the other side yourself.
Yes, I was. I was 10% short of my liver failing. That's what made my wife cross over. She was an alcoholic and passed from it.
Mm-hmm. I feel it. I see it. I'm going to do a blessing with you. I welcome you. You know, get a chance, get a one time with me, a really year reading, and I see with you the next couple months. They're telling me also that what's going to happen for you is you're going to all of a sudden sense and see the new. We've got 4 minutes left, Scott. I thank you for calling in. And go to, if you get a chance today and you're hanging out, got another ear, another hour, we're going to have the Living in the Psychic Realm on. And, you know, it's a lot of fun. Make some new friends.
I will be there. And tell Kelly that her favorite Okie from Muskogee said hello.
I will tell her. She'll love it. Bless
yes,
you. And
she
have
will.
A good one.
Thank you.
Thank you. And we're going right into another one here. And we're looking at unknown. You're still there. And I'm worried. I want you to come and be known. Hello?
Hi, my Hello?
Hi.
Is it me? Hi, yes, my name is Vicki, whatever you can tell me.
Okay, Vicki, I'm really glad we got you in here, and I love it. Sometimes Skype's just so honoring. It's like they're going beeping with me in energy. But I can tell the last few minutes here with you, Vicki, that I see you, I see that you're a very, you're kind of a shy person. I'm seeing you. You have a little bit of a nervous air because you have to watch people see your looks and they don't pay attention to really you. You're very serious person inside that you really want and are having some things going on. But I see someone else here on the other side that's with you. You've got someone protecting you very strong. They've got also some other energy here. The guides are also telling me with you that as we're starting to go into this guides work and the other work with you, Vicki, that your love and your things that are going to happen is all there. You've got everything. I keep seeing like the flowers like blooming. I keep seeing this positive thing happening. I also see that you're not going to be crying anymore. They're telling me that you used to be kind of some time to yourself. You kind of, I wouldn't say I'm even a loner, but I keep seeing you pretty much off alone. I see you by yourself. I see you dealing with this lover you have. You've got somebody there that's really, really strong personality, and sometimes they're not nice. They've got a real headstrong way about them. Vicki?
Oh, I'm listening.
It's really intense.
You're right. I am a loner. I don't really have anybody around me right now, even in relationships, so I'm not sure who the headstrong person is.
It feels to me like it's someone that's passed. I feel like you've got somebody there that's argumentative, and they're also keeping you from having other people there. This is sometimes what I feel like is, and it sounds like I would say a step-parent or a person. I don't feel the person was really in control of you, but they were bossy of you. I feel like they were like, you know how sometimes you have a parent or maybe it is a parent, but you weren't close in some ways.
Are you talking about on the other side?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes sense. I was going to say on this side that doesn't fit anybody, but on the other side it fits my mom.
Yeah, and they're really pushy. They're like, I'm going to be really honorary with it, but they just want to get you and doing this and pushing, and they're pushing with you, and I keep feeling that they were, when you guys were alive, you had a lot of times conflict of, were you doing things right, or how you were doing it, and they pretty much like to, that's what I feel, and I feel that sadly, that's what they're showing me, and I apologize that, you know, because in limited time here, what I really want to look into, because I see that, you know, I keep seeing it too. And they're still doing that, and they're still telling you that.
It's kind of off the subject real quick. I'm looking for a place to live and have been for quite a while. I'm in kind of in limbo. Do you see it coming up soon?
I do see in the last few seconds we got here, you guys, welcome, and thank you. Call in again tomorrow. I do see you getting that place, but I see it's going to come through some other, it's taken a little bit. I see this not coming through until really up to, it doesn't look to me until it's through into August, and I do see something awkward about it. I see you having to kind of settle for something a little bit less. It's not going to be really what you kind of did, but just trying to get in. I bless everyone. I thank you. You've got Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. Go ahead. Come on the next show of Living in the Psychic Realm. Those of you who have gotten it, we'll be on there, and I want you to follow me over there. I do want to thank each and every one of you. You've got the phone number, and type in Psychic Jethro, and it's Living in the Psychic Realm. It'll be on in another hour, and welcome to having fun on